Recording live from the Northeast Georgia Business Radio X Studio. This is Northeast Georgia Business Radio presented by Regions Bank. Embrace the FN life. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Welcome back. Welcome back, folks, to another exciting edition of Northeast Georgia Business Radio. I'm your host, Tom Sheldon, and yeah, we're coming to you live from the beautiful Empower College and Career Center of Jackson County. I have with me a specialist. I have with me today the owner-operator of Northeastern Restoration, Mr. Brian Lynn. Brian, welcome to the Northeast Studio. How are you, man?
I'm good. Thank you, Tom, for having me.
Restoration. What are you restorating?
Most of the time, it's people's houses. You know, they don't know about us until they need us.
Then they're happy to find you.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we're local to Jefferson. Usually when we get called is a busted pipe if it's freezing outside or a hot water leaks or a drain line on a HVAC system in the house.
Backs up into the house.
Yep. Happens a lot.
Why is that a problem?
I mean, it can cause mold.
You know? Oh, mold.
The drain line gets clogged and It just backs up, overflows, and you usually don't know about it till you see it in your closet or bedroom because a lot of HVAC systems are in the attic.
Exactly. So, water tends to run downhill, I guess.
Yeah.
Path of least resistance.
Yeah, just like plumbing.
Oh, water. Yeah. Same thing. When I see restoration, it's remediation.
Yes, remediation and, you know, we're full service, so it's
oh, are you?
Yeah, it's water mitigation, mold remediation, Fire damage of homes, you know.
All right.
The cleaning and the removal properly and working with insurance and then putting all the stuff back, you know.
Putting your life back together.
That's
or
right.
Or other people's lives back together.
Yep.
So why restoration, man?
I was actually in logistics for 10 years. Sorry, 10 years. I'm not that old.
He started literally when he was 5.
That's right.
Nice.
No, I'll be 31 this year. So.
Old man. Oh, I'll be 31.
I'm not that old, but I feel like an old soul.
You know, Brian,
sometimes.
I used to like you. Anyway, sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, no, you're good. So I was in freight logistics and warehousing for 10 years, moving up through the ranks, and my wife started YouTubing the crime scene shows. And then she got on to like crime scene cleaning, and we started just researching that. And that's kind of how we started is YouTube.
Yeah.
We found out that's actually a need for this. You don't think about it, but yeah, mm-hmm. You know, crime scene cleaning is really what brought us into the restoration industry.
Crime scene cleaning.
Yep.
You do that.
Yep. Crime scene cleaning and hoarding, that's not as often as like water damage. So we started doing water damage, and that's most of our work is water damage. The crime scene stuff is the most interesting. It just doesn't happen as often.
That's what you talk the most about, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I usually wait to slowly bring people into that conversation because as soon as I say crime scene cleaning, it's all about that.
Yeah, the eyes open up and...
You're like, oh, this is different?
Now, that doesn't have to be necessarily in a house.
No, it could be a car.
A car. I
mean, it could be a...
I guess a boat, technically.
Yeah, a boat. Yeah, I've seen some of those. You know, talked to some other people that have had boats. I do cars pretty often. Sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes it's a shooting or, you know, self-harm. And I've got dozens of stories, but...
Oh, share. Well, share a good one.
Yeah.
You got to have a good one.
I think the most recent one is we had a client call us asking for some help. And after I got there, we went, looked at the property. It wasn't as bad as they made it seem, at least to me, because I've done a lot of these.
You're cold to it. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. I mean, you do get a little numb.
I guess you'd have to be, though.
Yeah, you do.
If you're just having a hard time on every one of them, you're doing the wrong thing.
Yeah. I've had one that kind of affected me. But other than that, I mean, there've been most of the time my employees do get more affected than I do because I've just seen more of them. But on this instance, this person actually got a phone call from the one who actually did self-harm and was successful, unfortunately. Just couldn't wrap their head around it. They didn't want to see it. And we took the mattress, got rid of it, and cleaned up the property, and they were much happier, and they could start the process of moving on.
I guess that could be super important. That would be hard to do for someone that you cared about.
Yeah, extremely hard. The ones that hit more at home or anything to do with children or a really close family member.
Yeah, oh yeah.
We had one that was the guy passed away in a bathtub. And he was there for 2 weeks.
Oh.
So met the family. They already went through the grieving process. So it was a few weeks later after that. That's the job that almost got to me. I was suited up and I was getting out anything that couldn't go down the drain in the bathtub. Scooping it out. And it rolled over my hand and it was ice cold.
Yeah.
that one almost made me throw up.
I can imagine.
Yeah, it was a little slimy.
That one would have to mess with you.
I don't know how to describe it. It's kind of like a, because you know what it is. It's like the bodily fluid, you know, the fat.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a big snot bubble that just went over.
Oh, wow.
I guess is the best way to put it, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll remember that forever.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I will never get that out of my head. So it's a good thing you don't have a lot of those, right?
Yeah, we usually have about one a month. I mean, they happen more often, especially close to Atlanta, but you know, we service about an hour from Jefferson. If it's an emergency, we get called, we're going to go. But if it's too far away, I do have connections throughout Georgia. I can refer it to someone closer to help them.
Let's get back to just like water damage.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Yeah.
Water leads to mold.
Yes.
Mold starts in places that you probably don't see very often, like in maybe a closet, a back room.
Yes.
And something like that, and spreads, yes?
Yes. Also basements, crawl spaces.
Of course.
Those
crawl
are huge.
Spaces, yeah.
You know, mold likes cold, damp, dark places. So
right.
If it's a closet and it had like a leak in there at some point, you didn't see it, you know, behind that stuff that could be in that closet, it's right there.
Mm-hmm.
Until you move the items, you don't know about it.
Exactly. You don't see it.
Yep.
Drywall's a problem.
Yep. Drywall's a problem. Trim. Framing's usually fine. Takes a long time for you to have any wood rot.
Right.
Which is also part of a moisture problem. But most of the time, mold's your number one suspect.
Oh, yeah. But, hey, don't you just, you know, take a little bleach on a rag and just wipe it down and you're just done with it, aren't you?
Yeah, no. Actually, no.
No.
Yeah. Everyone thinks that, you know, bleach will just change the color of it.
Make it smell good.
Yeah, it smells a little better. Yeah, I don't
smells
like
bleach.
Yeah, I don't smell. I don't like smell
of
bleach.
If you like the smell of bleach,
yeah.
I guess.
With mold, it's kind of like a shrub outside. You know, it's organic. It's a living being. So it has a root system. So it'll grow into the drywall or the trim or the wood or insulation, and that it loves all that. That's a food source.
Mm-hmm.
So moisture and food, it's going to keep growing. Take one of those away, it'll actually go dormant and not grow. So it could be like a bear hibernating for a long time.
And what, it gets wet again, and then boom, off it goes again.
Exactly. Yep.
Wow.
And then if you have two colonies of mold, so say if you have one that is the black mold, everyone talks about black mold.
Toxic black mold.
Yeah. Well, it could be any color.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen pink mold, green mold, white mold, yellow.
How about that?
Yep. So if you have those two different colonies near each other, they'll start to attack each other.
Really?
And it'll sporulate, and that's actually the part that's toxic to people.
No, sporulating. What does that help? What is that?
Well, they're defending themselves. They think another colony.
So they're releasing something.
Yeah.
The colonies
are
releasing something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the quote-unquote toxic part.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it probably doesn't affect one another. Each other doesn't.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Wow. Okay. We got to get some Petri dishes.
Yeah.
And we got to get some molds.
Yeah. It's been a long time since I've taken my mold certification class.
The mold championship?
Yeah.
We think. You know, because you and we have nothing to do.
Yeah, that's right. We're
nothing
just
to do.
Not busy at all.
So is business booming? That's what I'm getting at.
It is really good, yes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Last year, we tripled our business, and we're able to hire 2-3 people. So it's been very good. We do a lot of insurance work. We do cash work, too.
Of course.
You know, insurance is the biggest category, I would say, because everyone has insurance, and they want to protect their property.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's most of our work is residential. You know, very few commercial, we'll do them. But they don't happen as often. They usually have maintenance people that handle the minor issues.
So. People already getting paid to do it.
Yep.
So if someone thinks they have an issue, they need to talk to you before they call that insurance company?
Yes. I recommend it because if you make a claim and then you get denied from your insurance company, that's against you. So it doesn't hurt to do a free inspection just to come out there, look at it, see if it's actually worth doing a claim because sometimes it's not worth it and it'll be less than your deductible. You know, most deductibles are $1,000 or $500, but there are people that have deductibles that are a percentage of their property.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've seen some that are $5,000,
$10,000. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it happens. So it doesn't hurt to get a free estimate, free inspection first.
Right.
Just to see what your options are.
When you bring insurance into it. They're handling the big stuff, though. I know you mentioned the deductible, but honestly, your whole house bottom floor is flooded. The toilet upstairs ran or something, or the washing machine cut loose. And now they put washing machines on the top level of houses. But anyway.
Yeah, they do.
What could go wrong?
Exactly.
So I got to believe people realize the whole house is flooded. This is insurance.
Yeah.
Or do they just say, oh, there's a little spot, call the insurance? Do people do that? They probably do.
I've had both, yeah.
Have you really?
Yeah. A lot of people, it's very rare to say, oh, I got a little spot, let me call insurance. That's rare, but I've had it happen. Yeah. It's obvious. Use your best judgment. If a whole house is flooded or at least one room,
yeah,
it very could be, you know, worth it, because it's not just that one room. Say it's a bathroom and it floods, but on the backside of that wall, mm-hmm, where it flooded, it's another whole room. So it could, right, be more than you think, and water travels will pass a path of least resistance.
Least resistance.
So I've seen it go into a wall and then go down 20 feet and pop out in another wall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's very common.
In a room that's not attached to the other one.
Exactly.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you looking at? I mean, pulling up carpet, flooring, drywall, cutting it out, insulation, all the above?
All the above. So we start out with our moisture.
And you
meters.
Do all that?
Yes.
You don't just dry it up?
No. No, if it needs to be removed, we're removing it. If it's something that can be dried, we'll dry it, but most of the time we have to remove it.
Just take it out.
Yep.
Put new.
Yep.
And you put it back the way it's supposed to be.
Yes, sir.
I mean, making it look good, paint it, you name it.
Yeah. And we can also do upgrades. So if someone decides they want to change their flooring from carpet to like a hardwood,
yeah,
you know, they just pay the difference of what it would cost. Because,
right,
you know, I've had plenty of people want to take me up on that offer because they've already,
oh, yeah,
got half of it paid for.
Well, it's opportunity.
Yeah.
Do you guys deal with asbestos at all?
We do not. Yeah, I have companies I partner with. If we think there's a reason for asbestos, we'll partner with them and we'll get them to come out and test it, and then they handle it from there if it is. But it's good to peace of mind to know you don't have asbestos in your home.
Oh, yeah. 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 Well, what, anything built after, what, 1980, 1975?
Yeah, it's usually older homes, but
yeah,
we've also seen it in newer homes, too.
Have you really?
Yeah. It's not as common, but it can happen.
Wow. Partnerships are very important here at Northeast Georgia. Who have you partnered up with?
I have a networking group, B&I, Referrals with Intent in Jefferson.
Right here in Jefferson.
That's right. We meet every week. We have a GC in that group.
General contractor.
Yes, general contractor. We have a roofer. Also have a couple other business owners that have a crawl space company. So whenever they have a water issue, they give me a call. We're here to help them get their job moving along, but most importantly is taking care of that customer.
Right.
So
build that relationship.
That's what we want to do. If there's an issue, we want to help the customer solve it, and that helps everybody.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man, before we get out of here, you do something that I'm into, something very, very cool. You are part of a barbecue team.
Yes,
correct?
Sir. Yes.
A little bird told me that. I got to know about this. You're on a barbecue team, like competition-wise.
Yes. Yes, we are.
You take it very seriously.
I mean, I don't. I do it for, you know, hang out with my buddies.
Yeah.
I do it for the fun.
Really?
Yeah. They do too, but it's nice when we win something.
Nice.
You know, it doesn't pay enough to, you know, make a living at it.
Oh, gosh, no.
Not unless you're in, like, number one every single time all across the country.
Right.
I mean, then that's when it pays. But
sure.
It's go-to barbecue in Commerce. Met Home Depot. You know, some buddies I used to work with at Home Depot. They started the competition, I don't know off the top of my head, 7-8 years ago. It was him and two other people. They had an opening, so I was like, hey, I'd love to help out. You know, it's something I think I'll enjoy most of the time. I just want to hang out with my buddies.
Yeah.
So I've been doing it for 4 years. Yeah, we do all right. You know, we started out in backyard, which is,
mm-hmm,
you know, a little bit easier. But now we're in the pro division. So.
Oh, boy.
So now our...
You have stepped up.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, 2 years ago.
You have a rig?
No, we got a trailer.
You got a trailer.
Go out of. I mean, it's small.
That's a rig. That's a rig. Put a pig on it?
Yeah, I mean, we could, yeah.
Yeah, it's big enough.
Yeah, yeah. We've got three smokers that we cook everything
nice.
On.
Nice. Yeah. What's your best? Brisket, ribs, pulled pork?
I mean, it used to be pork and ribs. Now it's chicken and pork.
Is it really?
Yeah.
And you've won. You've won events.
Yeah. Yeah, we usually are in the top 10 in
nice.
One of the four categories, chicken, ribs, pork, and brisket.
So when's the next event? When do we see you?
Next one is in Calhoun, Georgia.
Okay.
And I think it's in April.
In April. That's right around the corner.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Anything local coming up?
Coming up, no. We just finished one in,
it
was actually this last weekend, the Gwinnett Striper Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
The festival they had up there.
Yeah.
It was a competition, too.
How'd y'all do?
Oh, we did all right. We got 9th in ribs,
nice.
10th in chicken,
nice.
And then our pork and brisket. It just depends on the judges how you fall. But
we
fell down, you know, a little lower on those categories. But there were 68 pro teams, and we were in the top 44 was our lowest category.
Gotcha.
44 and 38.
But two top 10s.
Yeah, two top tens, yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah. You know, and last year we went to Calhoun, and our brisket at the same competition this year was 44th. And then we went to Calhoun, cooked it same way, and we were second.
Yeah. So well, it comes down to judges.
Yeah, a lot of it does, yeah. They try to do it blindly, like if we have, say, our number was 21.
Right, they don't know who it is.
Yeah, they have comment cards too. Like they can say what they did or did not like about their category that they tried.
Right.
So you can get comments on it too, but some of them just don't make sense. I mean, I think they were just sometimes mix up the plates with the numbers. I mean, but
you have to hand it in though.
Yeah. So we get a box.
Right.
It has a number on it. We turn it in.
Yeah.
And then that representative will take six boxes from whoever turns them in. Because you turn them in, you got 5 minutes before
right.
the deadline, and then 5 minutes after to turn in. So it's when you get six boxes, they take it to the table.
Oh.
And then it's just random.
I got you. Yeah. And that goes on for that, what, 10 minutes or whatever?
Yeah. But there's 2 hours of where there's turn-ins. It's usually noon, 12:30, 1, and 1:30. So you've got 2 hours where you're trying to prep everything in the box mm-hmm. because it's based on the presentation.
Oh, yeah. That's super important to barbecue.
Yep.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
The tenderness.
Yeah.
And the taste.
Nice. You guys big dry rub guys?
No. We...
Really?
Yeah, I mean, we... You know,
No secrets.
I mean, we do some dry rubs, but it's more just sprinkle it on, let it soak into it a little bit, reapply it, and then cook it, and then do a sauce.
Yeah. What kind of smoke?
I don't know. The last competition, he kept it to himself. He didn't tell me. Yeah.
Wow, tight-lipped. Yeah. And you're saying you guys don't take it seriously. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, I don't. I know he stresses, like, we had a small issue, and he was like, oh, no, I got to get this turned in. And I said, well... We got another box. Take a break. Let's pull out the new one. Go ahead and turn it in. We got an extra 15 minutes now. Let's go ahead and remake it, you know. And it all turned out fine.
Of course.
Yeah.
You're there to calm everyone down.
I am. He stresses a lot,
you
man.
You clean up crime scenes. You can calm anyone down.
I mean, I could try.
Yeah. Hey, you think this is bad? You should have seen that car last week. I'm just saying.
Yep.
We got a website?
Yes, we do. NortheasternRestoration.com.
NortheasternRestoration.com. Brother, if we got it all in, we'll wrap this bad boy up.
Right.
They're going to play my music any second now, and then normally we have to leave. Right. Brian, thanks for coming in, brother.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Folks, go to NortheasternRestoration.com. Check out what Brian's doing. Your next crime scene, he is there for you. Or your leaky pipes or backed up water stuff. I'm Tom Sheldon. Talk to you soon.
Life is full of ifs. But if you want to cash flow like a pro and get paid up to 2 days early, safeguard against surprises and supercharge your savings, Regions Life Banking makes it possible.
Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.